This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 17th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel enjoys warm weather. Tel Aviv and Haifa are basking in sunshine, ideal for outdoor activities. Jerusalem is also experiencing pleasant conditions, making it a perfect day for sightseeing. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, the U.S. launched its fifth night of strikes against Iran 5 hours ago, as Israel considers its own options to join the conflict. Also, the Times of Israel reports from 2 hours ago that the U.S. continues its assault on Iran for a sixth night. Tehran has responded by targeting Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain, and threatens to hit civilian infrastructure if provoked further. Also this hour, Walla notes that the U.S. Central Command announced another wave of attacks in Iran earlier today, confirming the continuation of military actions. Separately, the Australian Jewish News mentions that the final day of hearing Block 4 on antisemitism at university campuses is wrapping up today with the last four testimonies. And finally, the Forward reports from 2 hours ago that Israel, despite not playing in the World Cup, has significantly influenced the tournament's dynamics as it heads into Sunday's final. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, reported just minutes ago that missiles have been launched from Iran, targeting Bahrain, Jordan, and Kuwait, with explosions echoing through the region. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, noted moments ago that sirens have been activated in Bahrain and Kuwait due to these attacks. From X, Mario Naufal highlighted recent U.S. strikes near Bandar Abbas, which reportedly align with earlier warnings from Trump about targeting key infrastructure. Jonathan Conricus, a former IDF spokesman, commented on the strategic importance of these missions. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran conflict, Ynet reports Washington is targeting infrastructure and energy facilities in Iran. Israeli officials believe Tehran is trying to avoid direct conflict despite these provocations. The ongoing strikes could escalate tensions further, influencing regional stability. Turning to Tehran's response, the Times of Israel details Iran's aggressive posture. Iran's threats to hit civilian infrastructure across the region raise concerns about wider regional conflict. This comes as diplomatic efforts to de-escalate seem to be faltering. Meanwhile, Walla provides insight into the U.S. Central Command's statement earlier today about continued operations in Iran. The focus remains on strategic targets. This sustained military action impacts regional security and could affect international relations. Separately, on antisemitism in academia, the Australian Jewish News covers the ongoing hearings. These sessions aim to address rising antisemitism on campuses and propose measures for improvement. The outcome could influence educational policies globally. And finally, with the World Cup nearing its conclusion, the Forward highlights Israel's unexpected role. Despite not competing, Israel's political and cultural dynamics have played a part in shaping the tournament's narratives. This showcases Israel's pervasive influence in global events. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Klal Insurance Chairman Haim Samet praised the resilience of Israel's top insurance companies at a national conference, highlighting their response to recent crises. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes that the government is set to vote on a $1.6 billion aid plan for the high-tech sector today. The initiative aims to support the industry amidst currency fluctuations. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Syngenta, an Israeli company Groundwork BioAg, are partnering on a soil carbon program. This collaboration could enhance sustainable agriculture practices in various crops. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.